Betty. Hello, George.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. I've
known you for a long time.
Oh, well.
I
always turn. Well,
I know you're there, but.
No, well, I don't know.
I like your video game. It is a long
time since
I've heard you.
Well, I don't like to disappoint people, but. Well, I can only do the best I can, can't I? I mean,
yeah,
if the conditions or circumstances ain't right, or everything's not too good, I mean, what can I do? I mean, I can't force nothing, can I?
Have we done something wrong, or have something...
Oh, don't be stupid, George.
No,
whatever makes you think you've done anything wrong?
Well, I didn't know where
that was. I thought that's our thought force wasn't right.
Why should you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Thought force is so
powerful, yeah, but then you haven't thought anything that's not good,
no,
have you?
No.
Well, then why should you think your thought force has upset the apple cart?
Because nobody came through for so long. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you,
Mickey. Yes, how are you, Mickey? All right?
Well, I'm all right. Mm-hmm. How are things going? All right. You've had plenty of, what do you call it, publicity, ain't you? Of course,
yes, well, I think it's all a little good, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, of course it has.
Yeah.
I mean... Well, I mean, these things, they build up eventually, and then something happens. I mean, it's all spreading the gospel, ain't it?
Yes, yes. Oh, I think I know, because people have, well, all over the place, everywhere, have written to us.
We've had a lot of letters.
A lot of letters.
Yes.
So they sort of...
That means a lot of work then, doesn't it?
Come on?
That means a lot of work, writing and answering all that.
Well, I'd better ask them all, Mickey.
We can't ask them all. There's too many. There's one bottle, we've got 50, and there's another bottle they said he's got there ready when we've done this one. And he's got other bottles keep coming, and he said this, the one who sends them for the papers. We can answer all we can, yes.
Some of them are rather pathetic, if you want to answer them.
It's very, very sad, some of them are.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They've just got nowhere in the world. They've lost their... But they wonder if they're still alive. Very sad, some. Anyway, we'll do our best. Vicky?
Who's that?
I think I know something.
Who's that?
Come along, Fred.
Come along, Fred. We've heard you. Okay.
Hello, friend.
I'm here.
Yes?
Achieved.
Yes?
You have achieved much more than you know. Only time will tell, prove to you, and give to you the satisfaction and the feeling of well-being. Many are they who have been encouraged and enlightened. Many are they who have begun to think more seriously and more deeply concerning the things of the Spirit. The path has been spread before many souls in your world. And many shall tread it, and some, I have no doubt, will find fulfillment in consequence. There are times when I know you must feel despondent. Sometimes, perhaps, you may feel that you have not achieved or cannot hope to achieve that which you set out to do. But I say to you, my friends, that which has transpired this last few weeks, which has heartened you and given you strength and encouragement to go forward, to go on, will prove over and over again how the reality of the Spirit will manifest itself even more abundantly and more surely. That you will know that all that you've endeavored to do has borne good fruit. For from your labors you will see gradually a strengthening of the cause that we all have so much at heart. It would not be otherwise. The Jew, being, as indeed must all God's children be, human, with frailty at times, without the feeling sometimes of the stress and the strain of doing the work of the Spirit, sometimes with a feeling against great odds, and yet out of all this present circumstance which surrounds you, with the innumerable peoples taking up your time, so many questions to answer, so much work to be done, yet out of all this cometh truly much good. And from this beginning you will see opportunity present itself, and we shall be able to go from strength to strength. We have builded, as it were, on a rock of truth. We have builded strong and secure. The knowledge that you possess, that you strive to give to the world, shall free many a man from ignorance and doubt, and give him that strength which you have found. Do not distress yourselves. If at times you will receive disappointment from quarters least expected, sometimes you must expect setbacks. These are minor things in themselves. You will receive from some peoples, no doubt, disturbing things. But you must remember and realize that all who are striving to serve, on your side in particular, have their frailties. Strive at all times to present the truth in a manner and in a way which will bring not only satisfaction to yourselves, but will bring to those who seek that conviction and that strength that you yourselves possess. This is a very important time, much more important than you realize. You have been brought into the blaze of publicity. And sometimes, when this light is fully upon you, it can be disturbing. It can become a great responsibility. But nevertheless, you will be given the strength. You will be given the light, knowing which way to go. You will be given the insight. You will be given the knowledge as to what to say when the time should come to say it. You have, over many years, worked diligently and well, in harmony and in unison, and you have, to a great extent, put yourselves in the background. It isn't always easy. But we are all working for the common good. We are all striving to bring this enlightenment and truth to mankind. And each man is called to service in his own fashion and in the way in which he can best serve. You have been called to service in taking down by your machine the voice of the Spirit. And this has been in many quarters well received. But of course you'll have criticism. Criticism of our work and the voices in particular. Sometimes criticism of yourselves as individuals and people This you must expect. The more intense the light that is shone upon you, the more you are in the glare of the public eye, the more you must expect, in some measure, to suffer. It is not easy to do the work of the Spirit. Indeed, it is as if you are carrying of times a heavy burden, which only you can carry, no matter how much we may guide you and help you. There is still for you, in a sense, a burden, because you are the ones who will have to face the criticism. You are the ones who will have to take, as it were, the responsibility upon yourselves. And of course, it will need all the tact at your command. It means that you must, to some extent, take responsibility, which in a sense, too, is not altogether your own. But nevertheless, we see ourselves, we on this side and you on yours, as a community. We see ourselves as an organization of a kind, an organization of the Spirit, in loving service, in brotherhood. And each one of you, the three of you, will be called to serve even more in the coming months and years that lie ahead. Your paths, in some measure, perhaps, will separate. By this I do not mean to suggest that you will not still cooperate and work together, and that we shall not have the opportunity to communicate in this fashion. Of course we shall. But you see, whereas in the past you have been those who have been given the task of taking down, recording, and then utilizing the recordings in such a way that you should arouse interest and bring others into the light, the medium has been the medium who sat as the instrument of our work. For a long time we have deliberated, for a long time we have endeavored to preserve the mediumship. And you have always been most patient and most kind, most tolerant and understanding, and have taken out the message into the highways and the byways. And now it has gone into the full glare of public life. And the medium now, to some extent, is brought more fully as an individual, as a personality, into that glare also. This, to some extent, has been accidental, and yet not fully so. And the opportunities will arise in which he may serve in the outside world, similar in a fashion to that which you have been doing. Instead of two, we shall have three. He may go further afield and take the message. You will do the message and carry it in the home, in the country in which you reside. And you will serve as you've served in the past, and he shall serve more fully. And in a way it will be a good thing, because it will enable people to see the vehicle which we have used for so long, who has been a mysterious figure in the background, unseen by the many. And so it is, I think, at this stage we can say that we've come to a point where the message shall go forth in such a way that many peoples shall receive, more perhaps than at any other time. And each one of you will be working, sometimes separately, but of course here in this room as one together. And though in a sense at times your paths may separate, yet it is the same spirit that influences you, that bears you on in love and in service, in a harmonious whole. Each man must find his own level. Each soul must serve according to his light. You have brought forth out of the darkness the voice of the Spirit. Many have been illuminated by it. Many have been blessed, and we see the coming months and the years where each one of you shall bear the torch of truth. Be of good hearts, be as one. Try to realize that all that we've been doing has been for the common good, that the power of the Spirit may so show itself that many a soul indeed who dwells in the darkness of materialism may see that glimmer of light that you have enabled them to see and visualize, that they have been illuminated to some extent, and they shall now be illuminated more. The path of the Spirit is before you. You have trodden this path with a firm step, with confidence, knowing that you've been surrounded by innumerable souls helping you and guiding you. And the path is more clear now than it has ever been. There is still uphill work. There are still problems. And there may be times when you must stand still and wait until the time comes to renew with strength your footsteps for the further climb. But we are overjoyed at that which has transpired. But you will need guidance, of course. And if you come, as you may well come, up against problems, uncertainty, not quite sure which is the best thing to do or how to go about it, do not hesitate to come to us. Ask our advice. Put your problem before us, and we will tell you what is the right thing to do at that particular given moment. We must look after the instrument to protect him, sometimes against himself. But we are confident, more confident than we've ever been, that our message is going forth more fully, more surely, more definitely, with a greater strength than it is ever known. Truly we are thrilled and happy. You have done well, and we are confident that you will do even better. See that which has been accomplished for what it is, a great step forward. And truly it is for you, or should, I'm sure, seem a cause for rejoicing. There will come a time when you will be called, as it were, to rest from your labors. Time when you step out of the physical body into the realms of spirit. And you will be able to see then and only then the clarity of vision which is now denied you. how much you've done, how much you've achieved, how much your patience has been rewarded. The darkness of your world opposes the tragedies of your lives upon earth, everywhere, gives us cause for grave concern. We see nation against nation and brother against brother. We see all the weaknesses of mankind that are bringing tragedy in its wake. Never at any time in man's history has man needed the message of spirit more. And you, in your own small way, and not so small, have done much to alleviate and to give many hope. To alleviate suffering, doubt, to give the reality of spirit to those who are unsure, to give them the proof of survival, to give them that realization that death is not the end, but only a continuation of that life of yours under happier circumstances. Truly you have done much in this manner, in this way to serve. And the voices go out from the darkness into the light. You act on our behalf, and so long have you been sincere and true, and we are grateful for your loving cooperation. Go forward in strength and know that you cannot fail, for that which you do is stronger and greater than yourselves. You are but the servants of a higher power. We are proud of you, and we are grateful too. And we know that you will be called to serve more and more, and it will naturally take more out of you. You need all your strength, but your faith is such that you shall overcome much of the material in the endeavor to do that which is of the spiritual. In the coming months, we shall do all in our power to bring to you various souls on varying levels of consciousness and experience to talk to you, knowing that the voice shall go forth into the world of flesh. And we shall do other things too, gradually. But this can wait a while. So I want you to know, when you leave here today, that all your efforts have been appreciated. We are grateful. And we know that you shall have, not that you seek it, reward. But it will be the reward of knowing that you've done a job, a difficult job, well, and that we are grateful to you as brothers, doing the work of the Spirit together in harmony and in love. Have no doubts, no fears, for we shall accomplish that which long ago we set out to do. We have to preserve the mediumship. Of course, in some sense we must restrict it. But in so doing, the quality will be indeed much better. And the strength behind the voices and the personalities that we shall bring to you will prove to you, if proof were needed, how your patience has made possible reward of the spirit. Don't doubt nor fear. These things I know you do not do, but do not doubt nor fear. For the power of the spirit which manifests itself here in this room from time to time in particular is such that it is unique in itself and can bring forth such a variety of souls that the world of flesh shall truly be amazed, and in consequence not only find conviction, but what is more important still, by our effort and our work, many in your world shall be changed and shall endeavor to serve and to become truly spiritual in consequence. For the aim of all our work is to spiritualize your world, at least to bring some realization of the harmony that must exist within the human breast, the harmony that must come when the spirit and the material work together in loving harmony, that the world in consequence will have true values, and gradually man shall change from the materialist to the true spiritualist. You are indeed blessed, truly blessed. And as I've said before, we are truly grateful. In the coming months, we shall not fail you. We shall not fail. For that which we have to do is not of ourselves, but of a higher power. We work as you work, in harmony and in love. We work according to our light and our level of consciousness and experience. And we act also as instruments of higher souls. It is our hope and prayer that these higher souls gradually shall manifest themselves direct to you. And truly then our message shall amaze the world and shall bring forth from the world all that is good in human life. This is a great task, but we shall achieve much. So go forward today with renewed hope and vigor and strength and the full realization of the love of the Spirit that manifests and surrounds you. All is well. My love, my peace, my blessing be with you now and always, my friends. I must go. Farewell to you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that message.
I knew it was.
What did it
want? I don't know. A voice at first sounded familiar and then it somehow seems different, I don't know.
Who was it, Vicky?
Josephus.
Hmm?
Brother Josephus.
Brother Josephus.
Brother Josephus.
Brother Josephus. What?
Brother Josephus.
Brother Josephus.
Yes, I must go. Bye bye.
Thank you, Vicky, very much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.